Peyton, with your older brother having played for one of the other pro teams here, have you been to Pittsburgh much? Have you been around this city as a fan before coming here now as a player?
Yeah, I actually came to a few games when my brother played for the Pirates. It's one of my favorite cities of all time. My brother actually used to live in the Strip District, so super familiar with the city and just super familiar with how much Pittsburgh loves their professional sports teams, and super excited to get there.
Peyton, how do you see yourself fitting in with this defense? Do you see yourself dropping into coverage? Drew Austin said he was very impressed with your speed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just my versatility kind of speaks for itself. I think I'm able to play in the box as well as drop into coverage. Growing up just watching the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, that's kind of the way that I modeled the way I play, just hard and fast and physical and playing as tough as you can play. Just super excited to get with everyone there and, continue to elevate my game.
Peyton, what kind of feedback did you get from the Steelers and other teams as you're going through this process, trying to, weigh the production that you've had the last couple of years with the injury history that you had early in your career?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was just how I've stayed healthy these last 2 years and, being able to maintain that productiveness that I've had. I think that I'm one of the most productive players in this year's draft, and that's the feedback that I got. If I'm able to stay healthy, which I plan on doing, that's kind of just the way I live my life now, just very religious about my maintenance programs and my nutrition, that I can be one of the best linebackers in the NFL.
Peyton, did your parents name you after anyone in particular?
No, it's actually it's a pretty funny story. I think my mom got my name off babynames.com. So.
you were asked earlier about the injuries. Just that can be a frustrating process for players. What did you learn going through some of those?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you turn on my tape, you can kind of see that, I play with my hair on fire, and I think that's truly because of what I've been through and just, really understanding that you can't take this game for granted because no one in the world knows when that last snap's going to be. So I think just, everything that I've gone through, I've really learned to, trust my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well as to continue to play the game like it's going to be taken away from you. So I just play as hard as I possibly can and prepare as hard as I possibly can.
Are there any linebackers or other players that you've kind of watched or tried to model your game after?
Growing up, I was a massive Luke Kuechly fan, just how smart he played and just, the fearlessness that he played with and the high motor that he had. Lately I've actually studied Patrick Queen, who's going to be a teammate of mine here soon. So, it's been awesome just to, study those guys and other guys, Logan Wilson that plays for the Bengals, just his versatility and zone coverage and stuff like that. Just trying to, pick individual things from different players and try to elevate my game.
Have you heard from Patrick Queen yet? I know he tweeted that he's excited that you're coming, but has he reached out or anything in the couple minutes since you've been drafted?
Since the Steelers called me, I haven't got off the phone yet, so I've just been on the phone, so I haven't really been able to check my messages, but, super excited to learn from him. Another guy, Cole Holcomb, who went to UNC, which is a school right down the road, so just, know those guys and just excited to get there and learn from them.
Where does Bill Cowher fit on that list of yours?
That's one of my idols, an NC State legend, someone who, lives life the right way as well as on and off the field. And, his name's in the ring of honor at NC State, and he's one of the best coaches to ever coach in the game and one of the best linebackers to ever play. So just, super excited to, wear this jersey and, continue his legacy.
One more, guys.
You're wearing his jersey at NC State?
No, just saying that, put on the Pittsburgh Steelers jersey, a team that he coached, just excited to, kind of continue that legacy.
Okay.